Instead of answering, the voices fell silent. Stella heard a low growl. It sounded close by. She gulped and held the bag of caterpillars up high. On the path in front of her, a large black bear rose up on its hind legs and bared its teeth. Stella froze. She was afraid that if she ran away, the bear would chase her, and if she stood right where she was, the bear would attack her. What should she do? Suddenly, a deer crashed through the trees and leapt onto the path between Stella and the bear. It was the deer that Stella had fed before. The bear took a step back. A larger deer, one with antlers, followed. It stood with its head down, antlers pointed at the bear. The bear dropped to all fours and took another step back. The bear growled at the deer. The deer tossed its antlers scornfully, refusing to move an inch. The bear growled once more, then slunk away out of the woods. Stella realized she was shaking. She swallowed hard. "Thank you," she whispered to the deer. To her surprise, the deer she had fed spoke to her. "Because you shared your apple with me, you may continue on the path." A talking deer? Now Stella knew she'd been right this morning. Something good was going to happen. She was in the middle of an adventure. She took a deep breath and kept on the path through the small woods.